This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were going around the horn at our news meeting this morning when our foreign editor, John Buckley, he said this.
This weekend's the second anniversary of the Brexit vote. It was the 23rd of June, 2016.
Which made me sit up and say, wait, what? Turns out tomorrow is 2 years since the Brits voted themselves out of the European Union. 2 years of negotiating things like a customs union, who can work where, and basically what the entire economic future of the UK is going to look like. And now the actual exit part of Brexit is less than a year away, March next year. And there are signs that businesses are starting to get some serious cold feet about what's to come. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Right after the Brexit vote, a lot of economists were predicting bad times ahead for Britain as it moved to leave the European Union's duty-free customs union and single market for trade. Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute was among them, but looking back, he says,
many of the most dire predictions of a very significant recession were proven wrong. UK consumers didn't become more risk-averse and stop spending.
But now, 2 years on, with the Conservative government still some way from an orderly separation with the EU, the economy is starting to suffer, Kierkegaard says.
Driven by a very significant decrease in business investment.
Growth in Britain, at just 0.1% last quarter, is among the slowest in the advanced industrial nations. Major manufacturers are threatening to move production out. Job growth has slowed. And Charles Kupchan at the Council on Foreign Relations predicts post-Brexit London will lose clout as a financial center.
UBS, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan have said that they're either relocating lots of jobs or maybe they could leave the UK. The picture is really quite dire.
I put it to him, weren't previous dire economic warnings overblown? Kupchan says yes, but
keep in mind that Britain is still in the EU. Trade is still crossing the channel in an unfettered way.
He predicts a growing crisis across the economy as the March 2019 exit date gets closer and businesses in Britain get a clearer sense of just how much disruption a hard break with Europe will cause. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.